Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, and I'm here with Erma Yeksen, director of Yuva, one of the three films of Biennale College Cinema. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, for those who doesn't know what Biennale College Cinema is, it's a program where three lucky directors and producers are chosen to be given a grant to produce a film in a very short time, is it?
Yes. A year. Less than even.
Less than a year.
Yeah. 9 months.
Almost. 9 months from development to sound,
the screen, yeah.
Final mixing, whatever. Yeah. So how was your experience on this specific program? How hectic was
intense.
It?
Hectic, intense, chaotic. Also nice, also very, I think, strong, because the previous film that was here last year in Settimana della Critica, it took us 5 years to make it, and this time it was like
five
really
months.
Short. Yeah, really short. So I had to readapt myself to the to the conditions, and it was quite a challenge, and I think a rewarding challenge in the end.
Yeah, actually, because your film has a very specific. Is location driven? Is a very is a naturalistic film. So there were not many changes that you could do in order to keep it less expensive in terms of shooting, because you need to shoot in those specific areas outside. So which is getting normally more and more complicated than studio shooting.
Yeah, actually, we already had the project before applying for Biennale College, and then we thought that it was really kind of like tailored for this program in the end, because it has a specific location. Of course, it's a large location, so we were like changing spots within the forest, and it's also kind of moving around. But we can say that it's less complicated than moving around in a city.
Oh yeah, well, that's
so
for sure.
So we can still like consider it as a one location film. So it was really made for this program, and then. Of course, whatever we had in hand, it couldn't be changed like drastically to adapt into the budget or into the program. But it was already adapted.
Like, but
say,
you made it anyway.
Yeah.
Your film is about the story of the clash between like nature and progress. Let's say to make it easy, very very easy. Can you tell us something more about that?
Yes, it's about a guy who abandoned like civilization, I would say, the modernity, and to live in the forest, and he's trying to become part of the forest and like be. To be a part of it, to be a part of nature, but his existence is threatened with the existence of the nature, by this forces and the construction outside the forest that is becoming nearer and nearer and nearer during the film. And then at some point he's also confronted by his brother, who is still living in the city, who didn't go through what his brother has been going through in the forest. So it's their confrontation, and through their confrontation our relationship to nature and progress in the end.
It's really touching and also strange, actually, watching a movie where for the first like 30, 40 minutes nobody talks.
Yeah.
There's only the relationship that this man has with nature is so direct and so easy for him that he doesn't have to express himself otherwise with movement or shouts or interacting with dogs and animals. Mm-hmm. So what was really nice for me was that the first clash that he has with modernity is with no word. It's just a fight with no sounds, basically. Mm-hmm. But then his connection with the words and with spoken words keep on building up because he needs to interact.
Yeah.
And how did you work with the actor on this? Because for him, it must have been pretty intense.
Yes. I mean, he's been the part of the project since even before we applied for Biennale College, when the idea came up. It's a friend of mine who played the lead actor.
The lead actor.
And he's been like my choice for this role from the beginning. So I knew him. He's a very urban kind of guy. He's not like not at all, but he has very instinctive side that is also, I think, was for him that he could discover more and more through the film. And then before the shooting, he went to the forest and he lived there for a little while. And even when we were still preparing, after we built the cabin where he was living in the film, he started living there. He started staying there for for a couple of weeks before the shooting. So he was trying also to more and more open himself to the forest and then to get a relationship with it. But also he's a very good actor in the sense that he could like understand the character even without so much questioning his motives. Like he could understand the character instinctively, and I think it worked out quite well in that sense that he was already having this person in himself, I think.
You chose to tell this story because you are aware of the issue of the destruction of forests, I believe. Mm-hmm. There must be, it's like, I won't say, it's like there is a political statement mm-hmm. underneath, is it?
Yes, there is.
And do you think that, I'm making like a very general and philosophical question here, do you think this film are still able to raise consciences?
This I don't know. I mean, really, what power do the films have? I believe in less and less. But it's still a way of raising questions. It's still a way of, I mean, it's something for me is an investigation on my behalf. And also that an investigation that maybe I'm trying to make other people join to. Firstly, of course, like the people I collaborate with, my producer, my director mm-hmm. of photography, and then the audience into this investigation of, for example, in this film, our relationship to nature. But I can't say like how efficient it is mm-hmm. in raising these questions and making them important for masses. I guess this is less and less. It was maybe more possible in the 60s and the 70s when
consciences were different back then.
And also, I think, definitely. I mean, the cinema was ahead of this, like, social movements and then, like, also, like, following them somehow. And now I think there's this problem of connection between the masses and also the lack of political background, actually, that is already there, that is waiting for this kind of investigation to adapt to.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, so if this makes any sense. Okay, so thanks a lot. Thanks for to Hermé Yekcan, director of Yuva, the ones in Biennale Color Cinema here at the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.